Figured.
There. Good afternoon, everyone. It is Thursday, February 2nd, and this is the Senate Committee on Healthcare. And since we have a quorum, I'm going to go ahead and open an organizational meeting for the adoption of committee rules. I would like everyone to introduce themselves, starting with Senator Canope.
Hi, I'm Senator Canope.
And you represent.
And you are.
And you represent.
So I represent Senate District 27, which is Bend, Redmond, Tumalo, and Sun River.
Me, Elizabeth Snyder Hayward, Senate District 17, Northwest Portland, Beaverton.
Senator Jeff Cruz, Senate District 1, which is all of Curry, two-thirds of Coos, two-thirds of Douglas, and one-quarter of Jackson and Josephine counties.
Annette Eastell is our committee assistant, and
Oliver Droppers, committee analyst.
And I'm Lori Mona Sanderson, and I represent Gresham, Trout, Deadwood Village, Fairview, and a little bit of East Portland.
You want me to speak for Lee, or shall we wait for him?
And
to speak
we'll
for
wait
himself?
For Lee to come up. He's got to know that we run a tight ship here.
He is the new kid on the block.
He is. So let's have adoption of committee bills. Do we need to open a work session?
Yes.
A work session on the adoption of committee bills? And committee rules. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Madam Chair, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules dated February 2nd, 2017.
Vice Chair Cruz moves to adopt the proposed committee rules dated February 2nd, 2017. And Mr. Droppers, there hasn't been any change in committee rules. Is there anything that you need to bring to our attention?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, there were some small changes, but nothing substantive.
Okay. All right. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? Okay, the committee rules are adopted. I would like to state that we have more security measures in the building, and it isn't if there happen to be some unruly if there's some safety concerns for the committee, I will just recess and until that situation or whatever is taken care of.
Well, let me take care of it for us.
And Senator Beyer, would you introduce yourself and say who you represent?
All right, sure. I'm Senator Lee Beyer. I represent Senate District 6, which is the Eugene, sort of almost to Corvallis area in the Center Valley, and I'm new to this committee.
And welcome aboard. All right. Now we have some. I'd like to open a work session on possible introduction of committee measures. Senator Cruz,
Madam Chair.
Just realized that. That these bills do not mean that you support the content of the bill, but that this is only to introduce them so that they get a bill number.
And I would also suggest, Madam Chair, I have no idea what they are to start with, so that makes it real easy.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair, I move that the following LCs be introduced as committee bills. LC 3584, dated 1-10-17, LC 4009, dated 1-25-17, and LC 3611, dated 1-24-17, be introduced as committee bills.
Senator, Vice Chair,
I'm
moves.
Not sure I understand.
Sorry, that was mine.
So,
okay.
Well, Siri is supposed to answer all questions, right?
Okay, Siri, we don't either.
Okay, Vice Chair moves that the following LCs be introduced as committee bills. LC 3584, dated 1-10-17, LC 4009, dated 1-25-17, and LC 3611, dated 1-24-17. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? If not, these measures are introduced as committee bills, and I'll close the work session on introduction of committee bills. And I am going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 60. Would you like to describe the bill, Mr. Droppers?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you this afternoon, and Senate Bill 60 comes to you at the request of the Oregon Medical Board. The measure requires the chair of the Oregon Medical Board to select at least one, but no more than three former board members to serve as emeritus board members on the 13-member board. The legislative revenue and fiscal offices have issued impact statements. There are no revenue or fiscal impacts on this bill. There are no amendments. Provided testimony is available on OLIS.
Great. And we have Kathleen Haley and Dr. Gerard. Would you come forward?
Good afternoon, Chair Mona Sanderson, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Kathleen Haley, and I'm the Executive Director of the Oregon Medical Board. We really appreciate your hearing Senate Bill 60. It will allow a board member who has recently fulfilled their term on the board to come back in the absence of a sitting member. So those members, public and professional, who represent the board in terms of patient safety are very busy people, and sometimes there are absences. And when that happens, it slows down our work. So what we would like to do is, once a member has served and they've gone off, 3 years thereafter, they would be able to be emeritus members. The chairperson of the board would appoint those three members. They would have already been confirmed by the Senate and familiar with the board's operations. They also have to have the same license. And when that absence takes place, those members who are emeritus would be voting members if they were substituting in. To ensure transparency and accountability, they would also serve at the pleasure of the governor, be approved by the governor, and those names would be available on the website together with their biographies and the dates that they had previously served on the board. We believe that this does improve our efficiency and effectiveness as a board to be able to bring back those experienced members. I'm, of course, happy to answer any questions, but I brought along Dr. Gerard, who's ending his term on the board, and he's an example of someone who has developed quite an expertise, and it would be great to have him be able to come back when we have an absence of a physician member. Thank you.
Are there questions?
Thank you very much.
I would like to call up Ralph Reed.
Do you want to hear from Dr. Gerard?
Oh, yes. I thought that you just were there to be show.
Pretty much show. Well, Madam Chair, thank you for the opportunity to present to this august group. My name is Dr. Don Gerard. I'm a now emeritus professor at OHSU, and I've been a long-term member of the Oregon Medical Board. And I'm here to make the case as a member of the board for this proposal as a coverage gap proposal to ensure that we have full membership of the board to carry out the most important mission of protecting our public. This is a dynamic, highly accomplished professional group who have professional lives as well as personal lives, we hope, as well as commitment to the board. The commitment to the board to ensure it carries out its duties is really quite extraordinary. We have 4 2-day board meetings a year. We have an investigative committee, which is 1 full day in length every month. And we have a quarterly administrative affairs committee meeting as well, all of which takes huge preparation time. And so when a member is absent for any of the ongoing commitments of the board, we cannot complete the work we need to do on the issues that we're dealing with. That puts us behind, that puts risk for our healthcare professionals in the communities, including our small communities, where we need every person possible, and that delays the work we have to accomplish. So our proposal is really to have people serve as backup for those occasions which do occur, albeit not commonly, where the full complement of board membership is not there for the particular meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And is it Ralph Reed?
You're supposed to give printed versions to someone, or
you can give, if you have printed versions, please give them to our committee staff. And and then sit at the and introduce yourself to us.
Good afternoon. My name is Ralph Reed. I was a licensed physician in Oregon until the medical board revoked my license, fined me $10,000, and charged me $14,000 for a hearing one day long. I don't think I'll be able to read this, and it won't be of value to you, but it's printed out, and you can read it later. Basically, my experience with the Oregon Medical Board is they lied to me, they lied about me, and they violated my civil rights backwards, forwards, and every chance they got. And I see this bill, there's no transparency, there's no accountability, and this bill is just a way to allow the director to pick and choose who does the voting on cases. I don't expect you to go into my case, but they actually found me guilty of two complaints that didn't appear until after the hearing was over. And the third one, they decided was not proved. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Reed. Any questions, Mr. Reed? All right. All right, I will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 60. Colleagues, do you feel we should go into work session at this point in time?
Yeah.
Okay, I will open the work session on Senate Bill 60.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 60 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 60 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Knoth?
Aye.
Senator Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Chair Monis?
Aye. Motion carries. And
Madam Chair, I would suggest we have one doctor on this board and this committee, so that would be the carrier. But
so,
yes, ma'am.
All right. Senator Dr. Steiner Hayward will carry Senate Bill 60. And with that, I'll close. I think I close the work session of Senate Bill 60. I'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 69. Oliver, would you explain that one?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you is Senate Bill 69. It comes to you at the request of the Oregon State Board of Nursing. The measure clarifies duties and language related to the standards for the delegation of patient care tasks for Oregon nurses. The measure also expands the types of stakeholders the Oregon State Board of Nursing may engage when amending Oregon law that governs administration of non-injectable medication by nursing assistants. Legislative revenue and fiscal offices have issued impact statements. There are no revenue or fiscal impacts on this bill. There are no amendments, and provided testimony is available on the list.
Ruby Jason.
Yes. Thank you, Senator Monis Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz. For the record, I'm Ruby Jason. I'm the Executive Director of the Oregon State Board of Nursing, and we want to thank you for hearing our testimony for our bills today in order to bring our Practice Act into the 21st century. Some of the items that you will see in front of you have not been changed since the 60s. Which for some people is not too long ago, but for some people it is.
Blink of an eye.
Senate Bill 69. The Oregon State Board of Nurses wishes to submit testimony regarding Senate Bill 69. The purpose of the bill is to bring current, outdated law into alignment with modern nursing licensing examination methods and broaden the types of practitioners that may be consulted by the board to better reflect current nursing situations and practice. The existing language in several sections of ORS 678.150 was written before there was a national nursing licensing exam and before the advent of nursing assistants. Specifically, 678.150 6F refers to Oregon administering licensing examinations at the request of other states. This practice was discontinued when the computerized national exam was adopted several decades ago. In addition, 678.150 6I contains outdated limits regarding the types of healthcare practitioners who must be consulted by the board during rulemaking regarding the administration of non-injectable medications by nursing assistants. Current language specifies only three types of practitioners need to be consulted: physicians, gerontologists, and pharmacologists. Broader language would give the board more flexibility to involve additional stakeholders and better represent modern healthcare practice. We anticipate that there is no fiscal impact as a result of this bill, and we've received support from various stakeholders, and we don't know of any opposition, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? With that, I will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 69 and open a work session on Senate Bill 69.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 69 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 69 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Excused.
Senator Pino?
Aye.
Senator Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Chair Modis
Anderson? Aye. Motion carries, and Senator Cruz will carry this bill, and I will close the work session on Senate Bill 69.
That's what I get for speaking.
And I will
turn.
Open a public hearing on Senate Bill 70.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you is Senate Bill 70. It comes to you at the request of also the Oregon State Board of Nursing. The measure clarifies and updates Oregon's nursing licensure application and issuance processes. The legislative revenue and fiscal offices have issued a impact statements. There are no revenue or fiscal impacts on this bill. There are no amendments. Provided testimony is also available on OLIS.
Chair Monis Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz, members of the committee, the Oregon State Board of Nursing.
State your name again for each bill.
Oh, what?
You have to state your name each time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I forgot who I was. All right. For the record, my name is Ruby Jason, and I am the Executive Director of the Oregon State Board of Nursing. All right. The Oregon State Board of Nursing wishes to submit testimony regarding Senate Bill 70. The purpose of this bill is threefold. One, it will bring outdated law into alignment with modern licensing processes by deleting references to U.S. mail. Two, it will reflect current statutory requirements regarding the expedited licensing of military spouses. And three, it will delete obsolete statutory language regarding nurse licensure examinations. Currently, language in the three sections of ORS 678.050 contain extremely outdated licensing requirements. In 678.0501, it states that licensure exam dates will be sent via U.S. mail to all nursing programs. The National Council Licensing Examination, known as the NCLEX, that is used by all 50 states, switched to electronic testing a couple of decades ago, which allows applicants to sign up through a website. Depending on the time of year, the NCLEX is offered almost daily. The board does not set the testing schedule. The computerized process for testing negates setting specific testing dates. ORS 678.0503C speaks to the board issuing nursing licenses immediately if the applicant appears in person. This language predates current public safety requirements for criminal background checks to be performed prior to licensure. There are no circumstances under which the board would issue a license immediately. Lastly, ORS 678.0504A refers to the issuance of limited licenses to graduates of nursing education programs once the graduate has applied to take the licensure exam. This language predates computerized testing, which has dramatically shortened the licensing process. What used to take months for a graduate to schedule, take, and pass the nursing licensure exam now just takes a few weeks and actually just takes a few days. Limited licenses for nursing graduates are no longer issued because they are not needed. Senate Bill 70 would bring outdated law into alignment with modern licensing processes by deleting references to U.S. mail in ORS 678.0501, reflect current statutory requirements regarding the expedited licenses of military spouses in ORS 678.0503C, and deleting the obsolete language in ORS 678.0504A entirely. And we anticipate no fiscal impact as a result of the bill.
Great. Is there any discussion?
With that, I'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 70 and open a work session on Senate Bill 70.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 70 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 70 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Just, Madam Chair, I think what we're seeing here is the fact that occasionally we may need to take a look at the ORSs and do some cleanup.
So, yes, that's...
And thank you for doing that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right. Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer.
Excused.
Senator
Knoll. Aye.
Senator
Steiner-Hayward. Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Aye.
Chair, yes.
Aye, and I'll carry the bill. With that, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 70 and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 71.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you, Senate Bill 1 comes to you again at the request of the Oregon State Board of Nursing. The measure clarifies current Oregon law that allows for nursing assistants to administer medications long-term care facilities. The legislative revenue fiscal offices have issued impact statements. No revenue, no fiscal impact on this bill. No amendments, and testimony is available on OLIS.
Okay. Chair Monis Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Ruby Jason, and I am the Executive Director of the Oregon State Board of Nursing. We wish to submit testimony regarding Senate Bill 71. The purpose of the bill is to clarify the current statutory language by removing passive and negative phrasing in ORS 678.4451 regarding the administration of non-injectable medications by nursing assistants that currently leads to confusion. The language in ORS 678.445 is confusing and outdated in relation to current nursing practice. Specifically, the language in 1 is convoluted and negative. It states what the board won't do to prohibit an act as opposed to simply stating what the board will do. This has led to confusion amongst nurse certified medication aides, educators, and employers. We anticipate there's no fiscal impact as a result of this bill, and I would be happy to take any questions.
Any questions? I'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 71 and open a work session on Senate Bill 71.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 71 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 71 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer.
Excused.
Senator Knoll.
Aye.
Senator Steiner-Hayward.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Aye.
Chair
Monis. Aye. Motion carries. And Senator Knoll, would you take this to the floor?
Not right now, but later. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Senator Cruz will do that, and I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 71 and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 72.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you, Senate Bill 73. The measure modifies...
72.
Thank you. Apologize. Again, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 72... modifies information required by the Oregon State Board of Nursing for nurse practitioners wanting to submit an application to dispense prescription drugs in Oregon. The legislative revenue and fiscal offices have issued impact statements. There are no fiscal or revenue impacts on this bill, no amendments, and again, testimony is available on OLIS.
Okay. Chair Monis Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Ruby Jason. I'm the Executive Director of the Oregon State Board of Nursing. We wish to submit testimony regarding Senate Bill 72. The purpose of the bill is to remove unnecessary statutory language that requires a practitioner to take and pass an exam before being granted dispensing authority. The boards of pharmacy and nursing agree that provider competency can be assured through other means already available under current rulemaking authority. Nurse practitioners were granted dispensing authority in 2005. In 2015, the Board of Nursing and Pharmacy conducted a 10-year review and decided that the restrictive language in statute was no longer necessary. The language in several sections of ORS 678.3903 regarding the steps a practitioner must perform to be granted the authority to dispense drugs is outdated and no longer reflects the current dispensing authority requirements of either the Board of Nursing or the Board of Pharmacy. The change will bring the process of granting dispensing authority to nurse practitioners and clinical nurse specialists into alignment with that of other health care providers. All practitioners who apply for prescriptive and dispensing authority attest to follow practice standards outlined in the information contained in the prescriptive and dispensing authority in Oregon, the board's educational brochure on the subject, which was also co-authored by the Board of Pharmacy. We anticipate there will be no fiscal impact as a result of this bill. The bill was discussed, the board discussed the bill with the Oregon Board of Pharmacy, the Oregon Nurses Association, and the Nurse Practitioners of Oregon, and received support. We have also discussed the bill during open public meetings and received positive comments. There is no known opposition, and happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? I'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 72 and open a work session on Senate Bill 72.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 72 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 72 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Yes.
Senator Knoth?
Aye.
Senator Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Hi. Motion carries, and Senator Steiner Hayward, would you carry this bill?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 72 and open a work session on Senate Bill 73.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you, Senate Bill 73, the measure modifies the license and certificate renewal process for nurse practitioners, clinical nurse specialists, and certified nurse anesthetists in Oregon. The legislative revenue and fiscal offices have issued impact statements. There are no revenue or fiscal impacts on this bill. No amendments. Testimony is available on OLIS.
Is there any discussion? With that, I'll that's right.
Yeah.
Just rolling right through.
I'll skip it if you want me to. Okay. Chair Monis Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Ruby Jason. I'm the Executive Director of the Oregon State Board of Nursing. We wish to submit testimony regarding Senate Bill 73. The purpose of the bill is to add clinical nurse specialists and certified registered nurse anesthetists to the prescriptive privilege renewal requirements outlined in 678.1015 to better reflect current advanced nursing practice and assure public safety. It also removes references to postmarks to allow for internet-based licensing processes. Currently, the language in several sections of ORS 678.1015 is outdated as it refers to only nurse practitioners as needing to keep up their prescriptive privilege licensure current. As of 2015 legislative session, all advanced registered nurse license types, the nurse practitioner, clinical nurse specialist, and nurse anesthetists have prescriptive privileges, and they should all keep these privileges current and renew on time. Further, the bill revises outdated references to statute to postmark letters to reflect current available electronic technologies. We anticipate no fiscal impact as a result of the bill and has received support from various stakeholders. There's no known opposition. Be happy to take questions.
Any questions? With that, I'll close the public hearing and open a work session on Senate Bill 73.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 73 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 73 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer?
Yes.
Senator Knoth?
Aye.
Senator Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Chair Monis Anderson?
Aye. Motion carries. Senator Beyer will carry the bill, and I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 73 and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 74.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you, Senate Bill 74, measure adds to Oregon law clinical nurse specialists, nurse practitioners, certified registered nurse anesthetists as providers able to issue medical treatment orders to registered nurses and licensed practical nurses. The legislative revenue and fiscal offices have issued impact statements on this bill. There are no revenue or fiscal impacts. No amendments. Testimony is available on OLIS.
Okay. Chair Monis Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Ruby Jason. I am the Executive Director of the Oregon State Board of Nursing. We wish to submit testimony regarding Senate Bill 74. The purpose of the bill is to bring the outdated law into alignment with modern medical practice by adding advanced nurse practitioners advanced practice nurses and other authorized licensed independent health practitioners to the list of providers whose orders for medical treatment can be executed by registered nurses and licensed practical nurses. Currently, the statute specifies that registered nurses and licensed practical nurses may execute medical orders issued only by a physician or a dentist. In the many decades, since the LAT language was adopted, the healthcare team has expanded to include nurse practitioners, clinical nurse specialists, certified registered nurse anesthetists, and other independent licensed health practitioners who are also credentialed by their employers as licensed independent practitioners. The statutory language is significantly out of step with the current healthcare environment and other statutes described in ORS 678. We anticipate no fiscal impact and received support, and there is no known opposition. We'd be happy to take questions.
Questions? All right. I will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 74 and open a work session on Senate Bill 74.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 74 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 74 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer.
Aye.
Aye.
Senator Steiner Hayward.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Aye.
Chair Monis Anderson.
All right. Motion carries, and Senator Cruz will carry this bill.
Okay.
And I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 74 and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 269.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, before you, Senate Bill 269, the measure exempts nurses licensed in another state from the Oregon Nurses Practice Act when providing temporary care to students who attend schools outside of Oregon and are participating in a school-sponsored event located in the state. Legislative revenue and fiscal offices have issued impact statements. There are no physical or revenue impacts of this bill. No amendments, and testimony is available on OLIS.
Okay. Senator Monis Anderson, Vice Chair Cruz, for the record, and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Ruby Jason, and I am the Executive Director of the Oregon State Board of Nursing. We wish to submit testimony regarding Senate Bill 269. The purpose of the bill is to provide a licensure exemption for nurses who are licensed in another state and are assigned caregiving duties for medically fragile students traveling to Oregon. In June 2016, stakeholders presented to the Board of Nursing their concerns regarding out-of-state students traveling into Oregon as part of a school event. ORS 678.021 requires that all nurses must be licensed by the board to practice nursing in Oregon. As the law stands, nurses who are caregivers for students in another state would also have to be licensed in Oregon before they could accompany their students into Oregon for school field trips. Otherwise, the students with medical conditions would not be able to take part in those school events. The stakeholders felt this was an unnecessary burden to put on the school nurses, considering the brief time they would be spending in the state with their students. Senate Bill 269 would amend ORS 678.031 to add an exemption for out-of-state nurses to accompany their students into Oregon during school-sponsored events. Other exemptions currently exist regarding nurses who are part of a temporary transport team or disaster team or are in the state only to present an educational program. The exemption presented in Senate Bill 269 is comparable to these current exemptions and would not put Oregonians at risk. We appreciate Senator Monis Anderson's willingness to carry the bill forward and anticipate there will be no fiscal impact as a result of this bill, and would be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Just a comment, Madam Chair. Thank you for bringing this. This makes so much common sense. It's beyond belief. So this is a good fix. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 269 and open a work session on Senate Bill 269. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Should I make a motion first?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Senator Cruz.
She's out of practice. She's a little
bit. I am on a roll. Let me tell you.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 269 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Such a good vice chair here. Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 269 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Now, clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer.
Aye.
Senator Knope.
Aye.
Senator Steiner Hayward.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Aye.
Chair Monis Anderson.
Aye. Motion carries, and I will carry the bill, and I will close the work session on Senate Bill 269. And Senator Beyer, do you want to vote on the others? Okay. Since this is concludes our agenda, any comments?
Madam Chair, at the rate we're going through bills here, I think we should be able to hit sine die by end of next week.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Thank you, everyone, for being here, and we are adjourned. All right. All right. Here, and we are adjourned.